I'm Nathan Cones here with your midday news for Wednesday, April 15th, 2026. Today is the federal tax filing deadline, and Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd is warning Iowans to remain vigilant against tax-related scams that often rise right here at the end of tax season. The Attorney General's office issued guidance urging residents to watch for schemes involving fraudulent tax preparers, impersonators posing as federal officials, and phishing attempts designed to steal personal information. With the looming deadline, scammers frequently attempt to pressure taxpayers into making immediate payments or sharing sensitive information. Byrd says, "You can celebrate the end of tax season, but don't let your guard down against scammers. They love to take advantage of Iowans any time of year, but post-tax season, it's especially important to be vigilant. Only work with trusted tax preparers. Never send money to anyone online or through a crypto ATM or really through any unusual means. Some of the most common scams include dishonest preparers inflating refunds, phone calls from imposters claiming to represent the Internal Revenue Service, and fraudulent emails that direct taxpayers to fake websites. Identity theft is another common risk, with criminals using stolen information to file fraudulent returns and claim their refunds. If you or somebody you know has been targeted by IRS or tax scams, contact the Iowa Attorney General's office using the information included with this story on our website." The Carroll City Council will host a special meeting tonight to address time-sensitive change orders for the ongoing wastewater treatment improvement plans. Currently, the plant is undergoing a conversion from anaerobic to aerobic digesting. Part of that process involves completely draining the digester tanks, which unfortunately resulted in cracks forming at several points in one of the concrete vat's walls. In an effort to avoid contractor downtime, the council scheduled tonight's meeting to quickly determine which route the council would like to take to address the issue. Their first option would be to do nothing, leading to sludge leakage and facility degradation, and Public Works Department staff strongly advise against that route. The second option would be to install a polyurethane tank liner at an estimated cost of $163,000. That liner should extend the life of the digester by at least another 20 years. The third option would be to retire the plant and construct a new one. While cost estimates are not available, staff note that would likely be cost prohibitive, millions of dollars at a minimum, and it's unlikely they'll choose that route. The council does meet tonight at 5:15 p.m. at Carroll City Hall with that wastewater plant change order as the only item on the agenda. The 2026 planting season has gotten off to a bit of a soggy start for most of Iowa, according to the latest crop progress and condition report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. For the week ending April 12th, Iowa farmers had 2.6 days on average suitable for field work, which is 3.3 days less than last year. Planters started rolling last week, albeit sparingly, at an estimated 1% of the 2026 corn crop now on the ground. That's one percentage point behind last year. There were no reports of soybean planting in that latest report. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg says April has been a particularly wet month as the Midwest remains locked into an active storm track. We expect the wet weather to continue over the next several days. I encourage Iowans to stay weather aware this week as multiple rounds of strong to severe thunderstorms are possible. Though the rain may slow field work, it's helping to recharge soil moisture. We have seen substantial improvement in drought conditions in southern Iowa. And of course, those storms did roll through in parts of the state Monday and Tuesday. Statewide average precip, by the way, measured 0.87 inches last week. That's a tenth above normal, while the average temperature for the week was 20 degrees above average at 77 degrees Fahrenheit. As for soil moisture conditions, topsoil measured 14% short to very short, 70% adequate, and 16% surplus. You can read that full Iowa Crop Progress and Condition Report in its entirety online at nass.usda.gov. A Rippey woman faces multiple felony charges, including attempted murder, following an early Tuesday morning incident at a home in Jefferson. According to an affidavit from the Jefferson Police Department, 34-year-old Dakota Ray Shear was booked on charges of attempted murder and first-degree burglary, Class B felonies, assault while participating in a felony, a Class D felony, and first-degree harassment and child endangerment, aggravated misdemeanors. Authorities were dispatched to the 300 block of Edgewood Avenue at approximately 3:23 a.m. on a report of assault in progress. Upon arrival, law enforcement located the victim, who reported Shear had forced her way into the home and a fight ensued. Authorities alleged Shear began choking the victim and threatened to kill her until the victim managed to flee to a neighbor's home. Shear was arrested and booked into the Greene County Jail, where she remains as of today. Her preliminary hearing has been scheduled for April 22nd at the Greene County Courthouse. Combined, the charges carry a penalty of up to nearly 60 years in prison. The Greene County Sheriff's Office assisted the Jefferson Police Department at that scene. And we do need to step away here for just a moment. Stick around. More news is on the way after this on KCIM.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Wiffle's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Wiffle's Country hits like She Thinks My Kernel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Wiffle's Hybrids.
Imagine hearing every word without asking people to repeat themselves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Ryerson, owner of Adaptive Audiology Solutions. On Tuesday, April 21st, we're hosting a special event to introduce the new Phonak Infinio Ultra, advanced hearing technology designed to bring back clarity to your everyday life. This is your chance to experience it firsthand. Call now to reserve your spot. Appointments fill quickly. RSVP by April 20th at Adaptive Audiology on 8th Street in Carroll.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Law enforcement agencies across Iowa issued hundreds of citations during the recent statewide crackdown on distracted driving as officials continue efforts to enforce the state's relatively new hands-free driving law. The enforcement effort was organized by the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau and took place from April 6th through April 10th in conjunction with Distracted Driving Awareness Month. During the five-day initiative, officers issued 551 citations and 329 warnings for violations of Iowa's hands-free driving law, totaling 880 enforcement actions statewide. The effort was designed to educate motorists about the dangers of distracted driving while reinforcing compliance with the law, which does prohibit the use of electronic devices while driving, unless they're in hands-free mode. Since enforcement of the new law began on January 1st, authorities have issued more than 3,600 citations and about 3,100 warnings statewide. State safety officials attribute 2025's historically low traffic fatalities, at least partially, to that new law. A proposal making its way through the Iowa Senate would set new standards for the extraction of hydrogen from rocks and underground reservoirs in Iowa. Senator Mike Buslow, a Republican from Ankeny, says initial tests indicate there's a large pool of hydrogen sitting underneath Iowa's soil.
Updating our laws to account for that fact and to make sure that we protect landowners, we protect the rights of Iowans, and also allow for the development of this important resource that can lead to great economic gain for our state is important.
The plan would establish a state tax on any hydrogen that's extracted from Iowa and would give companies pumping hydrogen out of the ground up to 5 years of confidentiality about their operations. Leon Aiden, a geologist who's worked in the oil and gas industry since the 1980s, says that is way above the standard time frame and will close Iowa off to many investors and therefore reduce payments to Iowans.
For a landowner, mineral interest owner, to reap benefits from an emerging but unproven industry is reduced with this bill.
Brittany Lumley is a lobbyist for Coloma, a hydrogen exploration company that's been operating in the state since 2022. Lumley says the bill draws on what other states have done.
So that companies understand what they need to have in place when they come into the state. They know to get their ducks in a row, what they need to pay landowners, what the timelines are. Landowners understand what to expect when a hydrogen company comes into the state, and the state knows in order to oversee everything.
Roxana Beckmahamudi is executive director of the U.S. Hydrogen Alliance. That's a nonprofit trade group for the hydrogen industry. She says Microsoft's founder Bill Gates is a major investor in Coloma.
And this is actually a special interest bill run by one company in an anti-competitive way that will hurt Iowans.
If the bill becomes law, Iowans who own the property on top of a pool of underground hydrogen would be compensated. But in order to drill for hydrogen, a company would only need approval from 25% of the people who own land above the hydrogen pool. Iowans who've been unwilling to let the proposed carbon pipeline run through their land lined up to speak during a hearing on the legislation. Jess Mazur is conservation coordinator for the Sierra Club's Iowa chapter.
Worse than eminent domain for your mineral rights, it's just theft of your mineral rights and what's below your ground.
The bill has cleared two Senate committees and is eligible for debate in the full Senate. And that is going to be wrapping up your look at the midday news right here on KCIM for Wednesday, April 5th, 2026. Just a reminder again, today is tax day. So if you haven't filed those federal income taxes and aren't planning to file for an extension, be sure to get those in today. But like I said, that's going to wrap up your news. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.